One moment, we will have to put volume on our translator's microphone.
Dakle, u Bhagavad Giti postoji jedan vrlo relevantan stih koji kaže da sam ja proljeće koje cvjeta.
So this evening I am the flower bearing Swami.
I ovo večer ja sam Swami koji nosi cvijeće.
I wanted to speak today on the spiritual evolution from a very I hope relevant perspective.
Večeras sam htio da govorim o evoluciji svijesti iz jedne vrlo relevantne perspektive.
But before starting, I have to find my glasses, and this is a problem. Nityananda Kariyasam. Did you steal? I will start with an ancient spiritual mantra which has a very deep esoteric truth for all of us.
Počet ću sa jednom drevnom duhovnom mantrom koja ima jedno jako važno ezoterično značenje za sviju nas.
Utišta jagrata prabjan varani podata Churasya dara nishita durajaya durgam patastat kavayo vadanti. Arise.
Probudi se.
Awaken.
Ustani.
You have attained an elevated soul, a spiritual master. Learn the spiritual truths from him.
Naučite duhovne istine od svog duhovnog učitelja.
The spiritual path is difficult to traverse.
Duhovni put je jako težak za preći.
For it is as sharp as a razor's edge.
Zato što je oštar poput oštrice brijača.
The sages say this path is beset with thorns.
Sveci kažu da na ovom putu se nalazi puno trnja.
Why should anyone in the world go a path which is beset with thorns?
Zašto bi iko na ovome svijetu išao putem koji je prekriven sa trnjem?
Most people prefer to take the easy way in their lives.
Većina ljudi voli da ide linijom manjeg otpora u svojim životima.
In Sanskrit this is said to be Shreyas, they want to attain a goal which brings immediate satisfaction.
Na sanskritu se to kaže Shreya, to znači da oni idu putem koji može donijeti trenutne rezultate.
Very few people go on a path which brings long-term satisfaction.
Jako malo ljudi idu putem koji može donijeti zadovoljstvo na duge staze.
I always wonder when I see in Germany the cigarette advertisements which have right in the page where there is a beautiful hero with his Peter Stuyvesant is a warning, smoking can be deathly.
I uvijek se iznenadim kada u Njemačkoj vidim velike reklame sa lijepim herojem koji puši cigaru i a ispod toga na tom istom plakatu piše kako pušenje ubija.
People don't they think smoking brings some immediate satisfaction on the tongue therefore I like this Peter I like this cigarette.
Ljudi misle ova pušenje cigare donosi i trenutno zadovoljstvo mojem jeziku, zato bi trebao da pušim.
But we hear that intelligent people take on a path which even though it may be difficult will bring them long lasting results.
Čujemo da inteligentni ljudi idu onim putem koji možda iako je težak on donosi zadovoljstvo na duge staze.
Those who follow the path of spiritual evolution also have at the very beginning a few difficulties to overcome.
Isto tako, oni koji idu putem duhovne evolucije na početku imaju neke prepreke koje moraju da prevaziđu.
For instance, their lazy habits.
Na primjer, to su njihova lenost.
But if they follow the path of spiritual life, at the end they will experience a bliss which cigarettes and sex cannot give.
Ali ako nastave sa duhovnim putem, oni će na kraju dostići rezultat i blaženstvo koje im sigurno ne mogu donijeti cigarete i seks.
The Vedic scriptures address this revolutionary spirit in all of us.
Vedski tekstovi jako puno se odnose na taj revolucionarni duh u svima nama.
The scriptures challenge us.
Spisi nas izazivaju.
Wake up from your dream, your lazy dream of material illusions.
Probudi se iz svoga sna, iz svoga zlinoga sna materijalnog postojanja.
You are a child of eternity. This is how they say.
Ti si dijete vječnosti, to je kako oni govore.
Amritaputra, you are an eternal soul and you can actually find back your eternal life.
Ti si Amritaputra, vječno dijete i možeš zaista to da dostigneš.
And this is how it normally happens.
To je kako se uobičajeno događa.
A person is like you, is a normal person. He follows his normal course of life, maybe as a student or as a musician or a poet or a worker.
Neko je obična osoba koja živi svoj uobičajeni život. On može da bude, recimo, student ili muzičar ili pjesnik ili možda obični radnik.
And all of a sudden he hears within his heart a call. This is not enough. Life must give something more than this.
I onda odjednom unutar sebe čuje taj poziv. Život nije to. Život mora moći dati nešto više od toga.
And he begins to act differently, to think differently.
I on onda počne da djeluje drugačije, da razmišlja drugačije.
And he may even practice some spiritual path.
I on će možda i da počne da praktikuje neki duhovni put.
Then comes the first obstacle.
Ali onda dolazi prva prepreka.
My old habits.
Moje stare navike.
Don't know if any one of you has ever adopted the path of a regular yoga practice in the morning.
Ne znam da li iko od vas ikada praktikovao rano jutro jogu.
Those who have, they know that after some time comes the obstacle, their own laziness. They don't want to get up and do yoga in the morning. They want to sleep.
Oni koji jesu, oni znaju da su nakon nekog vremena su se sreli sa preprekom, da se ujutro osjećaju jako lijeno i da im se uopšte ne da ustati.
But if a person wants to cross over the first obstacle which happens in his initial spiritual practice, help soon arrives.
Ali ako osoba želi da pređe te preko tih prepreka koje ga sreću u početku, onda će da stigne i pomoć.
He or she will meet an exalted spiritual person.
Ta osoba će sresti uzvišenu duhovnu osobu.
Who can encourage him or her to go further?
Koja može ohrabriti da ide dalje.
And usually when he meets such a spiritual person, which can also be even a duhovna učitelja, I think a spiritual master, he receives what we can call in modern English an instrument of force from them.
I kada sretne tu duhovnu osobu koja može biti da je postane njen duhovni učitelj, on će primiti nešto što se naziva sa duhovnom snagom.
I think you all know from the medieval story of King Arthur, who wanted to connect the humans with the beings of the nature again.
Mislim da vam je svima poznata srednjevjekovna priča o kralju Arturu koji pokušavao da poveže ljude sa bićima iz prirode.
When he set out on his spiritual journey, he met Merlin, who became his spiritual mentor.
I kada je krenuo napolje, onda je on sreo Merlina koji je postao njegov duhovni mentor.
And he received the mystical sword Excalibur, which he pulled out of the stone and which helped him to achieve his spiritual ends.
I onda je on dobio taj čudotvorni mač Excalibur kojeg je izvukao iz kamena koji mu je poslije omogućio pobjedu.
In the same way, a person who wishes to advance spiritually will at one stage meet a spiritual mentor, a teacher, someone who inspires him.
Na isti način, osoba koja ide duhovnim putem će nakon nekog vremena sresti takvu duhovnu osobu koja će biti pomoć na tom putu.
And the spiritual teacher will give the disciple an instrument of strength. That is some process which helps him to advance further and overcome the obstacles both inside of him as well as outside of him.
I taj će duhovni učitelj dati svom učeniku taj instrument snage koji će mu pomoći da prevaziđe te prepreke kako unutra tako i izvan njega.
It's not always as dramatic as getting a sword called Excalibur. Or it could be a mantra.
To nije uvijek tako dramatično kao što je neki kamen, neki mač Excalibur kojeg se izvuče iz kamena. To može da bude mantra.
Or it could be a spiritual practice which helps the candidate to become strong.
Ili duhovna praksa koja kandidatu omogućuje da postane duhovno jak.
And in this way, with the help of this instrument of strength, the candidate can actually conquer over his own obstacles if he knows how to use this mantra or this spiritual practice in a proper way.
I ta pomoć koju dobije, ta duhovna snaga, može da pomogne tome kandidatu da prevaziđe te svoje prepreke iznutra koje ima, ako primjeni tu pomoć koju dobije na pravilan način.
There are amazing stories of spiritual victories which have been gained by people who had the proper instrument of strength.
Postoje nevjerovatne priče duhovnih pobjeda o ljudi koji su te svoje duhovnu pomoć iskoristili na pravi način.
Dhruva Maharaj took on a whole army of illusions which were created by the terrible and dangerous sorcerers.
Dhruva Maharaj je se borio sa velikim silama raznih čarobnjaka koji su došli u velikom broju.
Buddha sat meditating and then Mara, a great demon, came and tempted him with beautiful girls, armies of naked girls.
Buda je sjedio i meditirao da mu došao jedan demon Mara koji ga je stavio na iskušenje sa mnogim djevojkama koje su čak bile i gole.
Buda, as a prince, just remembered his mantra and said, "No vijanya."
Buda se samo sjetio svoje mantre i samo je pozdravio.
When you start your spiritual path,
kada počnete sa svojim duhovnim putem,
you will see the ghosts of your past attacking you.
Vidjet ćete kako vas počinju napadati duhovi vaše prošlosti.
Come here, take this.
Dođi vamo, uzmi ovo.
I remember once when I was in Hamburg, I was chanting Hare Krishna on the, you know, on one bridge.
Sjećam se jednom kada sam bio u Hamburgu i kada sam pjevao Hare Krishna na jednom mostu.
And then one the friends came my old friend came with a letter from the Rolling Stones who invited me to come to their night party.
I onda je došao moj prijatelj sa jednom pozivnicom koji su me poslali Rolling Stones da dođem na njihovu noćnu zabavu.
It was an invitation to the material world which I wanted to leave.
To je bila pozivnica za materijalni svijet koji sam želio da napustim.
An invitation to sex, drugs and rock and roll.
To je bio poziv za seks, drogu i rock and roll.
I said, some part of me wanted to go.
Ja sam rekao, jedan dio od mene je želio da ide.
Then I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And my good sense returned back to me and said, No need, I have better things to do. Next morning I must get up very early and I want to get a healthy dose of sleep this night.
Ja sam počeo da mantram i onda mi se moja svjesnost mi se vratila dobra. I onda sam rekao, nema potrebe, moram večera da se dobro naspavam jer ujutru moram da se rano ustanem.
Next morning I want to meditate. It's much better.
Sutra ujutru želim da meditiram, to je puno bolje.
But to say no to the ghosts of the past who want to pull you back into your old life, you need to have something like a process which gives you strength.
Ali kako bismo mogli reći ne tim svojim duhovima prošlosti, potrebno je nešto poput nekog procesa koji će nam dati snagu.
Anyways, the spiritual path starts always with a calling.
U svakom slučaju, duhovni put uvijek započinje sa nekim zovom.
The Vedas say, O Amrita Putras, children of eternity, please wake up.
Vede kažu, O Amrita Putra, djeca vječnosti, molim vas, probudite se.
I would like to now meditate with all of you a little bit so that you can actually feel by a spiritual experience how you are a soul or a child of eternity.
Sada bih želio da meditiram sa svima vama ovdje kako biste mogli svi da iskusite što to znači biti dijete vječnosti.
For a moment I request all of you to leave with me Sarajevo and become spiritual practitioners, yogis.
Sada bih vas svi zamolio da krenete sa mnom i da napustite Sarajevo i da svi postanete duhovni praktikanti.
Parents who have children and who feel that their children wish to talk during this time might well like to take them outside into the nice spring sun where they can talk to, and then in this room, in this case, the room will be undisturbed.
Roditelji sa djecom koji mogu primijetiti da im djeca žele da razgovaraju, mogu ih izvesti napolje na lijepo proljeće kako bi ova soba ostala bez uznemirenja.
We will start by sitting straight, not like Marajanti, but...
Počet ćemo tako što ćemo svi sjesti ispravno.
Marajanti, the yogi. When you are ready, I request you to close your eyes.
Kada budete spremni, želim vas zamoliti da si zatvorite svoje oči.
Put your hands please on your knees.
Ruke stavite na koljena.
And for a moment, become aware of your weight.
I na trenutak postanite svjesni svoje težine.
Your physical weight.
Vaše fizičke težine.
Just understand you're sitting with your weight on your chair and the earth maintains and carries you.
Samo primijetite kako sjedite sa svojom težinom na stolici i kako vas zemlja nosi.
You can have faith that the earth will continue to carry you during our meditational experiment.
Možete imati jaku vjeru da će vas zemlja nastaviti držati kroz ovaj naš meditativni eksperiment.
How does it feel to have weight?
Kakav je osjećaj težine?
Relax your whole body into the feeling of weight.
Opustite svoje cijelo tijelo, taj osjećaj težine.
The next step is to become aware of our breathing.
Sljedeći korak je da postanemo svjesni svog disanja.
As you breathe in, you can feel your shoulders rise a little.
Ako udišete, možete osjetiti kako vam se ramena malo polako podižu.
And as you breathe out, you can feel your shoulders going down a little.
A kako izdišete, možete osjetiti kako vam se ramena blago spuštaju.
Just become aware of your breathing.
Samo postanite svjesni svog disanja.
breathe into the area of your heart space, please.
Udišite u područje vašeg srca.
Breathe in deep.
Duboko udahnite.
Deep into your heart space.
Duboko u područje srca.
Breathe into a perfect feeling of inner peace.
Udišite do savršenog osjećaja unutrašnjeg mira.
Try to direct your mind only on your breath, nothing else.
Pokušajte da usmjerite svoj um samo na disanje i ni na što drugo.
Now try to visualize inside your heart space a glowing ball of energy, almost like a sun within the heart.
A sada pokušajte da vizualizirate u području gdje vam se nalazi srce jednu sjajnu loptu poput sunca u vašem srcu.
This inner ball of energy spreads rays throughout the whole area of the heart space. That's your chest.
I ta unutrašnja kugla energije isijava svjetlost po vašem tijelu, po vašim prstima.
You know that this is the soul.
I vi znate da je to duša.
It is a part of God.
I ona je dio Boga.
It is full of eternity.
Puna je vječnosti.
It is full of knowledge.
Puna je znanja.
And it is full of bliss.
Puna je blaženstva.
The soul is you.
Ta duša, to ste vi.
The soul is not identical with the body. It is in the body, almost like a person who's in the house.
I ta duša nije jednaka tijelu. Ona se nalazi u tijelu, baš poput osobe koja se nalazi u kući.
Breathe in and out a little bit more.
Još malo udišite i izdišite.
Now you could slowly bring your hands to your eyes and cover your eyes.
Sada možete polako privući svoje ruke u očima.
And then you can open your eyes.
I onda možete otvoriti svoje oči.
And as you move your hands slowly away from the eyes, you can look in your hands.
I dok budete lagano odmicali ruke od svojeg lica, možete da pogledate u ruke.
How does it feel to look at your hands?
Kakav je osjećaj da posmatrate svoje ruke?
Now you can slowly look around in the room.
A sada možete lagano pogledati po sobi.
I think we all can feel that there is a change of energy in the room.
Mislim da svi možete osjetiti kako je došlo do promjene energije u ovoj prostoriji.
It's more peaceful.
Mnogo je mirnije.
More connected.
Mnogo povezanije.
More grounded, if you so wish.
I ako želite, mnogo uzemljenije.
This was a very simple exercise.
Ovo je bila jako jednostavna vježba.
I wanted to just bring you a little bit more to the point where you can actually feel when the scriptures say, O child of eternity, rise, awaken.
Sada vas želim dovesti malo više do ove pointe koje u spisi govore, ti si dijete vječnosti, podigni se, probudi se.
If you wish to follow your spiritual path. It's very important that you become aware of your eternal identity.
Ako želite da slijedite svoj duhovni put, jako je neophodno da postanete svjesni svog duhovnog identiteta.
The beginning point of our spiritual journey is this. It is this understanding, I'm an eternal part of God. I'm not the body, although I am now inside this body.
I ovo je početna tačka našeg duhovnog puta. I to je to razumijevanje da ja sam vječno duhovni dio Boga i ja sam nalazim se u tijelu, a nisam ovo tijelo.
I'm living in the Hare Krishna movement.
Ja živim u ovom Hare Krishna pokretu.
And I can tell you all a secret.
I mogu vam reći sve tajne.
Many Hare Krishnas have not started their spiritual journey.
Mnogi Hare Krishna nisu počeli svoj duhovni put.
They like Krishna consciousness because the people are so nice and dressed so exotically.
Oni vole svjesnost Krishne zato što su ljudi tako dobri i tako su egzotično obučeni.
But it is difficult for a common man or a common woman of this time to really accept and understand the beginning point of real spiritual life. That is the understanding that I'm an eternal soul.
Ali za običnog čovjeka ili običnu ženu iz ovoga svijeta jako je teško da shvati ovu početnu poentu da ja nisam ovo tijelo, ja sam duhovno biće.
When I saw my own spiritual master for the last time, he had already one leg in eternity. Yeah, that is, he was just before his death.
I kada sam posljednji put vidio svog duhovnog učitelja, on je već sa jednom nogom bio u vječnosti. To znači on je bio već pred smrt.
I was with, in a group of maybe 15 devotees of Krishna.
Bio sam u jednoj grupi od možda 15 Krishnih bhakta.
He received us.
Primio nas je.
We could clearly see he was already half in the spiritual world.
I jasno smo mogli da vidimo da je on već napola bio u duhovnom svijetu.
He was very thin.
Bio jako mršav.
And around his body was a halo of spiritual effulgence.
I oko njegovog tijela se nalazio se kao neki oblak duhovnog isjavanja.
He looked at us and for a long time he didn't say anything, Dionysus.
Dugo nas je gledao i onda i po dugo vremena nije ništa rekao.
Then he opened his eyes, looked at us and said, so have you understood our philosophy?
Onda je otvorio oči i pogledao nas i onda je rekao, pa jeste li shvatili našu filozofiju?
We were shocked.
Mi smo bili šokirani.
There are many things which were good answer.
Ima tako puno stvari koje bismo mogli odgovoriti.
What did he have in mind when he asked this question?
Ali šta je on imao na umu kada je postavio ovo pitanje?
Because I always say the wrong answers, I was silent.
Pošto ja uvijek dajem pogrešne odgovore, ja sam šutao.
But everyone else began to talk.
Ali svi ostali su počeli da govore.
This is our philosophy, that is our philosophy. Prabhupada always shook his head.
Ovo je govorio, ovo je naša filozofija. Neko drugi rekao, ono je naša filozofija. A što pravo pa je samo odmahio glavom.
And then he started to answer his own question.
I onda je on počeo da daje odgovore na svoje pitanje.
First of all, he said, you have to understand that life is eternal.
Prva stvar, rekao je, koju morate da shvatite, je da je život vječan.
What he said actually is, I may soon leave the body, but I still continue to exist as your spiritual master.
Ono što je želio da kaže je, ja ću možda sada da umrem, ali ja ću nastaviti da postojim, da djelujem kao vaš duhovni učitelj.
He had blown away the whole material illusion with one sentence.
Sa tom jednom rečenicom je samo otpuhao svu materijalnu iluziju.
We are an eternal soul, I hope.
Mi smo vječna duša.
Yes. Now to really realize this and live in this understanding, you require, I would say, this instrument of strength, you know, a process which lifts your consciousness to that level of understanding, and even not just understanding, this level of realization.
Ako biste realizovali i živjeli ovo znanje, potrebno vam je da imate taj instrument snage koji će vam uzdići vašu svjesnost, kako biste ne samo znali to, nego zaista je to i realizovali, spoznali.
I once received a letter from one practicing devotee who's usually very unconcentrated.
Jednom sam primio jedno pismo od jednog praktikanta koji mi je rekao, koji je inače jako nekoncentrisan.
This letter was written when she was in the hospital.
Ovo pismo mi je napisala kada je bila u bolnici.
And there she became very concentrated.
I tu je postala jako koncentrisana.
I can understand that I am a soul now.
Sada mogu shvatiti da sam duša.
It's so true, after the operation I really felt I'm not the body.
I nakon ove operacije tako sam jako mogla da osjetim da je to istina, da ja nisam ovo tijelo.
I live beyond the body.
Ja živim pored tijela.
So let us come back to this. To understand this, you really require a steady spiritual process which gives you energy.
I kako biste ovo spoznali, potreban vam je čvrst duhovni proces koji će vam dati energiju.
I would like to give you an easy understanding.
Sada ću vam dati lagano razumijevanje.
Imagine you would ask me, Sachinandan Swami, please now stop talking. Show us your strengths in yoga. How many push-ups can you do?
Zamislite sada da mi kažete, Sachinandan Swami, prestani više da pričaš. Hajde sada pokaži nam svoju snagu, da vidimo koliko možeš da uradiš sklekova.
I must admit to you, I'm not very practiced in the art of push-ups.
Moram vam priznati da ja nisam tako umješan u ovoj umjetnosti sklekova.
I think I would do 7.5.
Mislim da bi uradio 7.5.
But if I would practice every day, then within, I would say, 1 month, I could maybe do 20.
Ali kada bih to vježbao, možda cijeli mjesec, onda bih mogao da uradim recimo 20.
I would gain strength by the practice.
Dobio bih snagu od praktikovanja toga.
In much the same way, you can get spiritual strength so that you can live in a real spiritual life by a committed spiritual practice, for instance, chanting without clickers.
I na isti način mogli bismo dobiti i duhovnu snagu. Duhovnu snagu sa regularnom duhovnom praksom, kao što je recimo mantranje bez klikera.
You actually require for your spiritual journey spiritual strength.
Za vaš duhovni put vam je neophodna duhovna snaga.
It's almost like someone who drives a car, he needs to go to the benzinska pumpa and get benzene in his car. It is necessary. It is unavoidable.
Baš kao osoba koja želi da putuje sa svojim autom, ona mora da ide na benzinsku pumpu da naspe benzin, jer inače neće moći da ide. To je neizvodljivo bez toga.
2 weeks ago I was going in my car with the director of the Vedic Academy.
Prije 2 sedmice sam se vozio u kolima sa direktorom Vedske akademije,
Dr. Marko Šmike. And we were, as always, in a terrible hurry.
I to je bio doktor Markus Šmike i kao i obično mi smo bili u velikoj žurbi.
So we had to go from Dresden to Nürnberg.
Morali smo da idemo iz Dresdena u Nürnberg.
So my driver said we don't have enough benzine in our car.
I moj vozač je rekao, mi nemamo dovoljno benzina u autu.
So because we were so terribly late, Dr. Schmieke said, don't go to the gas station. We are in a hurry.
I pošto smo bili tako jako u žurbi, Dr. Schmieke je rekao, pa hajde, nećemo da idemo uopšte na tu pumpu.
And my driver asked me with the eyes, what should we do with him?
Vozač me onako samo pogledom upitao, šta da radimo s njim?
And with my eyes, I joined. Let's make a joke with him.
A sa očima sam odgovorio, hajde da se našalimo s njim.
No, you can talk with people whom you know very well through your eyes. You don't need to say anything. So I said to my driver by looking at him, let's make a joke with him.
osobe koje dugo znate, dobro znate, možete da sa njima razgovarate očima. I tako da sam ja njemu rekao, hajde da se našalimo s njim.
See, we always have a little extra reserve tank in our car in case we forget to put gas in the car.
Vidite, mi uvijek u autu imamo jedan mali galon sa rezervnim benzinom u slučaju da zaboravimo da ga napunimo.
But Mr. Schmieke didn't know this.
Ali gospodin Schmieke to nije znao.
So my driver said, okay, we won't waste our time at the gas station. We will just drive to Nuremberg.
I onda je naš vozač rekao, no dobro, nećemo da se vraćati na pumpu, samo ćemo da se odvezimo za Nuremberg.
And then after some time, 200 kilometers, no, it was already 100 kilometers after Dresden, our car stopped on the autobahn.
I već nekih 100 kilometara poslije Dresdena, naš auto se zaustavio na autoputu.
Mr. Schmieke was totally upset.
Gospodin Schmieke je bio potpuno iznemiren.
We need to go to Nuremberg.
Mi moramo da idemo u Nuremberg.
My driver said to him, but you said it's a waste of time to put gas in the car, so I didn't do it. Now we have no gas and we are in the midst of the autobahn. There's no gas station here.
Da, rekao sam, ali ti si nam rekao da nemamo vremena da se zaustavimo na pumpi i mi smo sada stali ovdje negdje nasred autoputa gdje nema nigdje benzinske pumpe.
Sad niste Schmieke.
Mr. Schmieke bio jako uznemiren.
My dear devotees, my dear friends of Sarajevo and my dear skeptics.
Moji dragi bakte, moji dragi prijatelji iz Sarajeva i moji dragi skeptici.
Many times we are like Mr. Schmieke.
Često smo poput gospodina Schmieke.
We want to go, we want to elevate our lives, we want to evolve in our lives, but we do not take the proper time to put benzine or to put gas into our car.
Često mi želimo da uzdignemo svoje živote, ali ne odvajamo dovoljno vremena kako bismo stavili taj benzin u svoje auto.
We are lazy in our spiritual practice.
Jako smo lijeni u svojoj duhovnoj praksi.
And when a spiritual master, a spiritual teacher comes to Sarajevo, we say, problemski, 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 so many problemski.
I onda kada naš duhovni učitelj dođe u Sarajevo, onda kažemo, osam imamo probleme, probleme, probleme.
Put gas in your car.
Stavite benzin u vaše auto.
Do your spiritual practice daily with great devotion and intensity. Don't take it lightly.
Svakodnevno praktikujte svoj duhovni život sa velikim intenzitetom i sa devocijom.
A very good spiritual practice is to chant every day with full concentration.
Jako dobra duhovna praksa je da svaki dan mantramo sa punom koncentracijom.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna and so on. Huh? But this is not activity of the muscles or the tongue.
Ali ovo nije aktivnost koju radi mišići i jezik.
Your mind has to be there and that means in your mind you have to chant.
Vaš um mora biti tu prisutan, što znači da morate mantrati i u umu.
Then your mind pushes your tongue.
Onda će vaš um pokretati vaš jezik.
But see, a person who does something automatic without his mind is called a zombie.
Vidite, osoba koja radi nešto bez uma, takva osoba se zove zombie.
Only a person who does something with his mind is really present in what he does.
Samo osoba koja radi nešto sa umom, ona je prisutna u tome što radi.
So in spiritual life, in mantra chanting, the mantra first has to be in the heart, and then it comes on the tongue.
I u duhovnom životu, u praktikovanju mantranja, mantra prvo mora da bude u srcu, a onda da izađe na jezik.
There are other instruments of strings, but I will not talk so much about this because we have a mixed audience and some just are interested in the general principles and not in the direct application.
I ima još puno ovih instrumenata snage, o kojima bih mogao da pričam, ali sada neću govoriti o tome zato što imamo pomiješanu publiku i neki su samo zainteresovani za neke generalne principe koji vrijede.
A human being is meant for spiritual evolution.
Ljudsko biće je namijenjeno za duhovnu evoluciju.
And I believe all of you who have come this evening into this hall have already heard the call of their souls, the call which told them, let's move on, let's start going.
I vjerujem da su svi od vas koji su večeras u ovoj prostoriji osjetili taj zov njihove duše koja kaže hajde, hajde da idemo dalje.
You only need to know now how to apply your instrument of strength, that is your spiritual process, properly.
Sada je samo potrebno da saznate kako možete da pravilno primijenite vaš instrument snage.
Today I learned from another person something very important. It was not Nityananda Kari, who is a very nice translator. There was another person who said to me, I'm a very good translator.
Danas sam od jedne osobe, ne od mene, naučio nešto jako, jako važno. Ta osoba mi je rekla, ja sam jako dobar prevodilac.
Then I tried, I said, let us see, and we work together. But because the translator was so totally unconcentrated, she could not translate really.
I onda smo pokušali da radimo zajedno, ali pošto je ta osoba bila tako nekoncentrisana, nije bilo moguće da nastavimo.
The mind was not there.
Um nije bio prisutan tu.
It was in other areas.
Bio je negdje drugo.
So when you wish to you may know many things.
Vi možda znate puno stvari.
You may have heard many things.
Možda ste puno čuli stvari.
But if you cannot learn to use your knowledge properly, then it is as good as if you don't have the knowledge.
Ali ako ne znate kako da iskoristite pravilno to znanje, onda je to isto kao da ga i nemate uopšte.
You require a concentration.
Potrebna vam je koncentracija.
That's why the yogis always do their spiritual practice at the exact same time, at the exact same place.
I to je razlog zašto jogi rade svoju praksu u tačno isto vrijeme i na istom mjestu.
But when you do this, you will feel a tremendous strength which moves you ahead.
Ali kada to učinite, osjetit ćete izvanrednu snagu koja će vas gurati naprijed.
The whole universe will help you to in your spiritual evolution.
Čitav univerzum će vam pomoći u vašoj duhovnoj evoluciji.
I want to end this little, hopefully inspiring presentation with a little story.
I sada ću ovu malu prezentaciju za koju se nadam da je bila inspirativna završiti sa jednom malom pričom.
It's necessary that you listen to the story quite well, because in a moment we will have an interesting surprise for you.
I jako je neophodno da ovu priču saslušate jako pažljivo, zato što ćemo za trenutak imati jedno iznenađenje za vas.
And you need to know the story in order to understand the surprise.
I potrebno je da znate ovu priču kako biste mogli da shvatite ovo iznenađenje.
Mm-hmm. Once there was an ugly little thing.
Jednom je bila jedna mala gadna stvar.
You call it a larva.
Zovemo je larva.
Larva, yes. And it developed into a caterpillar.
I ona se razvila u gusjenicu.
It looked not very attractive, but also not 100% unattractive.
Ona nije izgledala tako privlačno, ali ne ni tako 100% neprivlačno.
And the caterpillar would look sometimes in the air and see the birds flying.
I ta gusjenica bi gledala tako u vis, gledala bi ptice kako lete.
And the caterpillar said to his friend, the wise caterpillar, I also would like to fly.
I onda je ta gusjenica svom prijatelju gusjenici, koji bi jako mudar, rekao, ja bi isto tako želio da letim.
But the wise caterpillar, who was actually a fool, said, don't be crazy. If you are up in the sky and you fall down, you break your precious neck.
Ali ta mudra gusjenica, koja je u stvari bila budala, ona je rekla, Pa ne budi lud, zašto bi želio da letiš, ako padneš, slomit ćeš svoj cijenjeni vrat.
This is an unnatural feeling and an unnatural desire which has come into your mind by the force of illusion.
To je neprirodna želja koja je došla u tvoj um pod djelovanjem iluzije.
But the caterpillar thought, I can't stand this life any longer to just go from leaf to leaf and eat a few leaves.
Ali ta gusjenica je mislila kako to neinteresantan život, da samo ide od jednog lista do drugog i da pojede neki list.
Very sadly the caterpillar went to one part of the bush and after some time some white thread came out of its behind.
I vrlo ubrzo nakon toga ova gusjenica je otišla tužno do jednog grma i onda je uskoro primijetila kako neki bijeli konac izlazi iz njene pozadine.
The caterpillar was so sad that he just thought, let's go to sleep, and it used the white thread to make like a blanket around him.
I ta gusjenica je bila tako tužna da je pomislila, ajde odo da spavam, i onda je iskoristila tu nit koja je dolazila iz nje da napravi kao malo čebe oko sebe.
He was thought sad because he felt, I'm so different than everyone else.
Bio je tako tužan zato što je razmišljao, pa ja sam tako drugačiji od svih ostalih.
I just can't feel satisfied with the leaves any longer.
Jednostavno ne mogu više biti zadovoljan sa lišćem.
And then as he was under his blanket, or as the biologists would say, in his cocoon, he developed all kinds of strange shapes.
I onda dok se nalazio, dok je spavao, on je u toj svojoj kukuljici, kako botančar nazivao, razvio je razne oblike.
But one morning, it just opened the cocoon, the sun was there, the sun said, hello.
Ali jednog dana je otvorio taj, tu kukuljicu kao, i onda je pozdravio, ugledao je sunce i sam mu rekao, zdravo.
Move your arms. Mr. Butterfly.
I sunce mu je reklo, pokreni svoje ruke, gospodin leptir.
And come closer to me.
I priđi mi bliže.
Come closer to my warm embrace.
Priđi bliže mom toplom zagrljaju.
The butterfly followed this and he's still flying somewhere in Sarajevo.
I leptir je ovo slijedio i on još uvijek leti negdje u Sarajevo.
This is a little poetic description of how when we hear the call that awaken to your spiritual life, we should not neglect the call.
Ovo je malo pjesnički opis tog zova koji nam se događa i koji svi osjetimo i kojeg ne bismo trebali zanemariti.
We should boldly follow this call.
Trebali bismo hrabro slijediti ovaj zov.
We will need spiritual guidance.
Biće nam potrebna duhovno vodstvo.
And our instrument of strength.
I naš instrument snage.
But if, and when we have this instrument and know how to apply it, then we will actually do the spiritual evolution.
Ali i kada imamo taj svoj instrument snage, kada znamo kako da ga pravilno primijenimo, onda ćemo krenuti tim putem svoje duhovne evolucije.
Deep within my heart, I wish each one here all the best on his or her individual path.
Iz dubine svoga srca svakome od vas želim sve najbolje na svom individualnom duhovnom putu.
I know in the beginning it can be a little challenging. We really have to give our best.
Znam da na početku može biti malo puno izazova, kada ćemo morati da damo sve od sebe.
But if we do this, we will get the best.
Ali ako to učinimo, onda ćemo dobiti najbolje.
A deep spiritual experience.
Duboko duhovno iskustvo.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam puno.
Sad će nam Šamiju, ako možemo još jednom da ga pozdravimo jednim toplim aplauzom. Yeah.
vidio.
U znak zahvalnosti što nam je poklonio jedno lijepo predavanje i nadam se korisno, želimo nekako da mu se odužimo, pa smo mislili uz ovu prezentaciju, znači koja se zove evolucija svjesnosti, koja govori u slikama onako, o ovoj priči koju je Maharadž ispričao, je, a i nedavno prije neki dan je ispričao jednu jako lijepu priču o Johanu Sebastianu Bachu, koji, neću da pričam, ja sad čitavu priču, ali onako na brzinu čisto da znate o čemu se radi. Johan Sebastian Bach je sve što je napisao, napisao je u slavu Boga, u njegovu čast. I ponekad bi bio toliko preplavljen zanosnim osjećajima da bi se naprosto onesvijestio. I onda jednom prilikom je svirao, bila je noć i tu su bili još oni što čuvaju svijeću u to vrijeme, pošto nije bilo svjetlo dok je on svirao. U jednom momentu on kad se onesvijestio, u jednom momentu je svirao, znači i u tom zanosu se potpuno onesvijestio i pao je na te čuvare, oni koji su čuvali, koji su držali svijeće, i oni su isto pali i nastao je požar. I kad se sve to ugasilo, onda zamolili su ga da više ne svira, kao možemo taj dio da preskočimo. Međutim, on je insistirao da svira, da svira dalje, i rekao je, znači, to sam ja dobio od Boga i ja sad to želim da dam vama. Tako, ja bih sad želio da poklonim Maharadžu. Ja sam nekad u svom životu svirao ovaj kontrabas, pa bi odsvirao jedan stavak prve Bachove svite njemu onako na poklon.
Thank you very much. I will go there and sit from here. Yes.
Sačinandana Svamija, a i čitavu ovu našu grupu, da otpijamo još jedan Hare Krishna bhajan, ako se slažu svi. A poslije toga imamo još dva iznenađenja za vas. Jedno nije baš toliko iznenađenje, to je ova degustacija vegetarijanske specijaliteta, ali drugo je pravo iznenađenje.